We'll leave it to pundits to pick the winners and losers, but undisputed winner, Fox News. Bafo ratings, and for that, let's get more from WHYY social media editor Amy Quinn.
Dave, it was a bonanza for Fox News. Lots of compliments from other journalists about the tone of their questions, and it paid off in ratings. This is 24 million viewers, definitely the highest rated presidential debate of all time.
You and I were among the millions. What were your takeaways?
It was unlike any debate I've ever seen in the directness of the questions, especially by Megyn Kelly, obviously. And the fact that the Fox hosts kept the conversation focused on those questions, even as the candidates sort of flailed around and said whatever they wanted, they did come back to the central meat of the questions.
It's kind of a stretch to call it a debate, except for that moment between Chris Christie and Rand Paul. Let's now fold the use of social media into what was happening in real time from 9 to 11.
Sure. Rand Paul had put together a very well-researched social media back-end operation in advance of the debate in terms of who they should track, who they should be looking at, which hashtags they should monitor, which hashtags they should use. Frankly, the discussion on social media was more about what people were seeing on the television. And so for the first time, we really saw somebody take it to Chris Christie, another person of his political caliber, not a teacher in the audience, you know, not a random person on the boardwalk. This was somebody standing toe-to-toe with Chris Christie, and they went at it, and people loved it.
Coming out of the proceedings that night and the next day, one, Donald Trump was pointing to Twitter saying, see, this validates that I'm still on top. The questions I was asked were patently unfair.
And if we're talking in raw numbers of mentions on Twitter and topic of conversation, yes, the Donald is far and away the winner. However, if you look at the content of those tweets and what people were saying about him, a lot of it was criticism, critique, people being appalled at his language, people commenting on the applause he was getting, talking about how he talks about women. So it's a spin thing.
So when you say overall this was like no debate you'd ever seen, to what extent is that due to social media, or do we credit exclusively Fox?
I think it is 100% due to the real-time nature of social media. I remember watching Al Gore sigh in his debate with George Bush, and you could feel his campaign just sort of fall apart at that point. Had that happened now, had the feedback on Twitter been, oh my gosh, look at Al Gore, he just took it to George Bush, it might have been great for him. But we had to wait 12 hours for the political pundits to spin it instead of the public spinning it in the moment.
Of all the assembled candidates, some 17, did any appear to you to be particularly adept at utilizing this new form of communication?
Well, it was a little weird to be getting tweets from Rand Paul while he was on television speaking, although that's sort of what they do now. Most politicians will have a team tweeting out supporting data as they're talking. Christie was doing that a little bit as well. What I thought was interesting was the complete silence from Hillary Clinton. She didn't watch the debate. She sent out an email to her supporters as soon as the debate ended that said, no, I didn't watch the debate. I didn't have to. So she was very pointedly ignoring what they were doing, and that was sort of a notable silence.
I wonder if Joe Biden was watching the debate.
I have a feeling Joe was probably watching and having a good time.
And I have a feeling you and I will be watching the next debate as well.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Amy.
Thanks, you.
WHYY social media strategist Amy Quinn on Newsworks Tonight.